I feel that resiliency is a skill and a tool that we maybe learn as we get older and experience things. As an example, when you've been through a trauma or you've been through hard times and you're faced with something else, you first learn to sort of take your breath and wait a while. Nobody has to make a decision unless you're driving a car and there's a truck coming towards you. But I think learning to be resilient is imperative in life. I don't know how you can go through life as well without learning to be resilient. And kids don't have that until they've experienced more in life. And so by learning it younger, I think we will take away less scars of failure, rejection, anxiety, because kids will know how to do things that maybe they wouldn't have known had they not taken a course in resilience. You know, you can learn to do something and experience it when it comes up again because you did it before. But it can still come back in a different way. And if you can remind yourself that you got through this before, that can give you confidence. But you can't say to somebody, oh, just suck it in. You can get through it. Because kids don't always. They're not really as confident as they look, nor are adults. And I can remember once listening to an interview of a very accomplished woman on the Today Show. And it was women talking to women. And it was, I think, Jane Pauley at the time. And she had a very successful woman on. And they were talking about the fact that if people really knew how scared they were, and yet when they sat in front of the camera, they projected themselves as being so confident. Nobody's that confident. So no matter who you're talking to, whether it's a politician, whether it's a head of state, they have their insecurities too, but they've learned how to deal with it because they've been through life. But we can never stop learning resiliency. It's something that we need all the time. It needs to be a part of our life and practiced. I'm just so excited about the opportunity to give people resiliency skills. And I hope that the faculty, I hope the presidents of the colleges, I hope the parents, the students, and everybody that they cross in life will benefit from these courses.